dark-suited as an undertaker, the boy, patient, serious, handsome. Like an allegory of youth and age, she thought, as done by Stanley Spencer or some finicky modern painter like that. After them, there came a woman with her son, a little lame boy in spectacles. After that, an elderly Indian lady with rheumatics. The little lame boy would sometimes stand scuffing up moss and dirt from the broken path to the house with his great boot, while his mother spoke with Mr. Leonard in the hall. Once recently, he'd looked up and seen Kay watching, and she'd heard him making a fuss on the stairs then about going on his own to the lavatory. "Is it them angels on the door?" she had heard his mother say. "Good heavens, they're only pictures. A great boy like you." Kay guessed it wasn't Mr. Leonard's lurid Edwardian angels that frightened him, but the thought of encountering her. He must have supposed she haunted the attic floor like a ghost or a lunatic. He was right, in a way. For sometimes she walked restlessly about, just as lunatics were said to. And other times she'd sit still for hours at a time, stiller than a shadow, because she'd watch the shadows creeping across.